Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, September 26th, 2024, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Development is a privilege, not a right. Lisa Moretti pushes for stronger rules in Pasco County, Florida. Lisa Moretti, candidate for Pasco County Commissioner, emphasizes that development is a privilege, not a right, in Pasco County, Florida. She advocates for stronger rules and regulations to prioritize residents' needs over out-of-town developers' desires. Moretti highlights the consequences of unchecked growth, such as overcrowded schools, flooding, and increased taxes. Her plan includes holding developers accountable, protecting natural resources, balancing growth with infrastructure upgrades, and ensuring resident-centric planning. Moretti calls for sustainable growth to maintain Pasco County's identity and well-being, aiming for a future where communities thrive and residents have a say in their future. Breaking barriers, a Croatian 20-year-old's journey to Harvard Business School online. In the picturesque town of Pazin, Croatia, 20-year-old Vanessa Pledic is making waves by logging into Harvard University every day from her home. Despite facing challenges, Vanessa's ambition and determination have led her to Harvard Business School Online, where she is learning from top-tier educators and industry leaders. Vanessa credits her mom for believing in her when she doubted herself, and she emphasizes the importance of surrounding herself with positive influences. Vanessa's goal is to combine her marketing knowledge with her passion for uplifting others and promoting responsible practices in the industry. Her journey serves as a powerful example of how passion and hard work can overcome obstacles and bridge distances. We look forward to seeing what the future holds for Vanessa.
Mullen, NASDAQ MULN, subsidiary celebrate production of B4 electric truck. Mullen Automotive, NASDAQ MULN, and subsidiary Bollinger Motors mark a milestone with the production of the first customer-ready B4 electric truck. The event took place in Livonia, Michigan last week, with the vehicle being entirely assembled in the United States. Bollinger Motors CEO Jim Taylor praised the move to electrify the commercial vehicle segment, highlighting the B4's potential to meet fleet needs nationwide. Mullen CEO David Mascheri will release a video update for shareholders on September 24, 2024 at 9 a.m. ET, discussing key achievements and sales progress. Mullen Automotive, known for its commercial EVs, operates manufacturing plants in Mississippi and Indiana, with recent certifications and approvals for federal EV tax credits and incentives.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.